morning.
Good morning.
All said and done, this is going to be one of the best days of your life.
Yeah, in a way, at the moment, it's just another day at the office. You know, you have another chance to really do what the race is here for. To kind of go and basically give your all, and you know for the next three quarters of a day, kind of live your life at 100% intensity.
Oh, and then I gotta
tie it.
There we go.
Is there something you figure you still need to do in terms of spiritually or outward?
There's always something. There's always. While you're here, you make the most, I guess, of the opportunity that the race has to offer. For example, in the mornings, you just get a lot of time to devote to your inner disciplines. Meditation, singing, all the different, and just really to kind of go deep within, in a way that I won't get, when I finish the race.
Well, you're going to miss that part of it when it's over, you're saying, that the idea of being that disciplined for so long.
Yeah, I think all the runners do. Like Galia was telling me, he's been finished since Sunday. And he said, out here, you're at 100% all the time. And it's not even for 18 hours a day. It's like 24 hours a day. Even your rest is intense. You're basically, you go home, you have to, everything has to be book, and you have to be in bed, by a certain time, up again at a certain time, So every moment of the day has meaning, and every moment of the day, has to be used for a purpose. And, he was saying, you go from like 100%, and then the race is finished and then you rest. So you're going from 100% to basically 10%, And he said he actually kind of misses being out here. He misses that kind of intensity. So I guess in the little time that I have left, I just want to kind of continue to appreciate that.
I think that's something that many people wouldn't understand, that getting to 3,100 miles on the surface is the goal, but there's something very much else more important happening.
I think that was a statement more than a question. I don't really know what you want me to answer to that.
I guess what I'm saying is that you came here to do 3,100 miles, but also you came here to have this inner experience.
In most things, when you start to live spiritual life, you're just guided by your heart. It's not like I came here with a set agenda or a set. You just come because something deep inside you, really feels that it's going to get tremendous joy from doing it. And you just follow that inner feeling.
Was there any moment that would be a high point for you, or is it really just every day has a high point or every lap?
Yeah, it's hard to pick out anything in particular. There was lots of different, lots of different moments, but I guess it's really something I'll only be able to appreciate fully, or maybe not even appreciate fully, appreciate more, when I look back at it. It's really hard at the moment. I'm still doing the race, at the end of the day, the race isn't finished, the finish line is still ahead, and that's really kind of my goal at the moment.
What are your thoughts on how this race affects outside the race, people outside this one little block in Queens?
I think it actually has a really profound effect. I think it's something that strikes people immediately when they hear about it. It doesn't require a whole lot of explanation or a whole lot of... there's something... and it's almost unexplainable, and I think it gives people a lot of inspiration, a lot of hope, and it's really one of are those things that kind of pass on from person to person? You know, somebody maybe close to the runners, you know, is following the race, and they tell their friends about it, and they tell their friends about it. And, you know, I definitely think out there there's a lot of people, you know, getting a, you know, tremendous inspiration and hope in the race.
So, really, one last question. Do you think that this race brings you particularly closer to Sri Chinmoy?
No, certainly it does, because, you know, you really feel how much we value the race. It is definitely, you know, a different experience from when he was here. You know, when he was here, you know, he would drive, you know, he would always visit Grace. He would perform concerts for the runners. You know, so it's definitely a very, very kind of different experience. And it's something that you have to go deep within to really feel. And again, it's not something you can really explain to people who aren't that familiar with the relationship with a student and a teacher. You know, and like I said, it's it's one of those things. There's kind of not a like a one line answer for it. It's really something that just unfolds inside the heart.
I asked you about 53 or 4 days ago, what would your mom and dad think about it? They're actually here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What do they think about it? I'll have to ask them.
I know, I think they're here, they're really enjoying it like anything, you know. I think they enjoy the atmosphere. My dad, runs a couple of laps with me every night. I think they're really, really having a good time over here, and they're just, soaking in the whole atmosphere.
Are you going to miss it tomorrow?
Ask me tomorrow.
Thank you.